While storms rage through the Midwest, farther south, huge swaths of land are still covered by floodwaters from the Mississippi River. But many areas were saved by something called HESCO baskets. These are essentially enormous, rectangular, stackable sandbags, easy to transport, quick to fill. And these baskets are also used to protect U.S. military outposts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN has the story.
HESCO baskets don't appear high-tech. They look like wire trash cans lined with fabric. They come in 15-foot-long sections that collapse down to 4 inches tall. One 18-wheeler can haul in a mile of flood protection. Pop them up, fill them with sand, and two men can do the equivalent of 1,500 sandbags in 20 minutes. National Guard crews have been working round the clock, says Sergeant Tedrick Burton.
We have gotten these down pretty well. It's almost second nature with these.
In South Louisiana, HESCO baskets stretch for miles along low-lying roads, around schools, and atop existing levees.
It's much easier and quicker.
Duval Arthur is the Emergency Preparedness Director for St. Mary Parish.
You can cover so much more territory with these. You clip them together, and you fill them with sand, and you're through with them.
Some of the HESCOs are being reused from Hurricane Katrina. That recycling helps make them cheaper than sandbags. The Corps of Engineers found the baskets cost as much as $5,000 less per 1,000 feet.
I've gotten a call from a couple of people telling me that you were going to be down here inspecting our levees. And
yes, sir.
Dennis Barkemeyer is HESCO's senior technical representative. He's been in the field since January, following floodwaters from Canada all the way to Amelia, Louisiana. With an estimated 10 miles of wire baskets in this parish alone, Barkemeyer uses a golf cart to drive along them.
So this came from the local country club.
Quite the ride here.
You know, I don't mind walking a few miles, but, you know, this being month 5 of flood fighting, it's nice to have a little help from the golf course.
National Guard troops are accustomed to the technology. Many have used HESCO baskets in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they fortify forward operating bases. But when holding back water, Barkemeyer says attention to detail is critical.
If we are 99% successful here, we lose. So unless you're perfect on your efforts, it's a non-success.
So far, the HESCO baskets have impressed emergency officials. In Vidalia, Louisiana, a pyramid of HESCOs withstood 8 feet of the swollen Mississippi River. Now that they've got their hands on some, emergency officials like Duval Arthur don't want to give them up.
I know the Corps bought them. I'm sure they're going to want them back, but we're hoping we can keep some of them to help us in the future.
Arthur says he'd be happy to fold up the HESCOs for another rainy day. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Amelia, Louisiana.